Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 guys. Hi, beautiful ones and fabulous, sparkly, dazzling beings. How are you today? I am great. I am great, and I know that you are. Thank you for tuning in, whether you are listening live or you are listening after the fact. Thanks for tuning in. Wow, it has been a fabulous week thus far. Even though it's only Tuesday, I've had some remarkable things happen over the weekend and this week just starting. So I'm really, really excited to be here with you guys and chat for 30 minutes. So I want to tell you guys that I had a fabulous, and I think I said this last week, but I'm going to say it again. I have a fabulous website designed by QA Marketing of Kansas City, and they are the bomb. I have to tell you about these guys. I got to give them a shout out. These guys are magnificent. They have worked so hard to get my website to be exactly what I wanted it to be. They didn't rush me. They listened, and they did detailed work for me. And you know, me being a woman and a girl, and you know, a little different. When I want something changed, there was no problem. They were able to go in and do it. They were able to do it quickly so that my business did not miss a beat. So if you are in line, are looking to upgrade your website, change your website, get some really, really good personal marketing done about yourself so people can know who you are and what you really are about and what your mission and purpose is, you might want to check QA Marketing in Kansas City, Missouri. They are on Facebook, and you can just look it up, QA Marketing. I think it's QAMarketing.com. Q, the letter A, and then marketing. So with that being said, go over and check my website out, www.angelswithfran.org, and tell me what you think. Let me know what you think about it. Check it out. Tell me, you know, be gentle, because you know I'm sensitive. So be gentle, but I would really love to know what you guys think about my new website. It's really user-friendly, and it's pretty, and it's girly, and it's fabulous, you know, because those are things I like. All right, so make sure you hop over and do that. All of my books are available in at Amazon.com, Love According to the Angels, Angel Speaks Volume 1 and 2, which are channel messages directly from the angels to you. They're just meditative messages. And 10 Steps to Higher Consciousness. I also now have a 4-CD audiobook called Falling Fabulously into God. And it talks about, you know, going through changes in life as a woman and really realizing your own power and who you are and looking for love. It's just, it's all about life, and it's really, really cool. And the thing that is so good about this is that actually I sat down to try to talk about me and kind of tell my story, and Spirit intervened and began to answer questions for me. So you've got to make sure that you check that out. And last but not least, I am going to be interviewed this Saturday, guys, at Blog Talk Radio on Brown Sugar Radio. I am really, really very, very, very excited about it. I am very excited about it. I get to talk about and answer some questions about me and my purpose and my mission and how I got here and how I do what I do and why I do what I do. So if you're around on Saturday, make sure that you log in to Brown Sugar Radio. And I believe, I am not sure of the time. Oh, it's 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So make sure you check me out on Brown Sugar Radio. All right, so this week I decided that I'm not going to take any calls and I'm not going to answer any questions. I am going to talk to you about what Spirit has been talking to me about. I want to talk to you about love, value, self-respect, and empowerment. Now, those are some really, really heavy-duty topics. And I know that Spirit is dealing with me and has dealt with me about those topics because I had issues in all of those areas. I had issues in all, okay, not just one. I had issues in all of those areas, in self-value, in self-worth, in self-esteem. Yeah. And in looking for love in all the wrong places. Because here's what happens is when you don't value yourself and when you don't love yourself like you truly should, you look for someone to love you and you look for someone to give you that self-worth that you should already have. You should just have because you're a child of God and He's well pleased. But here's the thing. Life happens, right? So we allow people and circumstances to break us down. We're created wonderfully. We are children of God. We are inheritors of the kingdom. We are thebomb.com when we come forth. As a child, you know nothing but you are. You are. That's it. You don't know anything about your skin color, your weight, if your hair is curly, if your hair is straight. You don't, you know, from incarnation till you're about 5 or 6 years old, who cares about that kind of stuff? Nobody's looking at that. And that is really how we are created to be. We are created to be those beings that walk around with our heads up, knowing that we are powerful because we are connected to the source of all power, and that we are worthy of fantastical, great stuff. But the problem is that a lot of times we lose that vision. We lose that vision when someone hurts our feelings. We lose that vision when life doesn't go the way we think we should. It should. We lose that vision when we have relationships with people that we should never have relationships with. We lose that vision when things in our life just don't go right, or we're overweight, or we're underweight, or whatever happens in our lives. We get fired from a job. We lose a house. We lose a lover, whatever. All of those things are like darts that deflate your being. So all of those things, think about all of those things being part of who you are. And every time something happens to damage that, it damages your self-esteem and your self-worth and your value. If you don't do anything to repair that, if you don't do anything to recenter that, then you are out of balance and you feel bad about yourself and you don't feel worthy and you feel like you are hurt and you feel like you don't deserve anything. So how do you get past that, you say? Okay, so until you come to a place where you realize that something's wrong, because a lot of times we walk around and we don't realize that something is wrong. We don't realize that something is wrong with them. We don't, I mean, with us. Excuse me. We don't realize that something is wrong with us. We don't realize that we're walking around kind of in a daze and we're allowing people, places, and things and circumstances to dictate to us how we feel about ourselves instead of connecting to the power that is already in us, which is the power of God. We look for people, places, and things to bring us back in balance and let us know that we are worthy. We go buy fancy clothes. We go buy fancy cars. We buy big houses. We do things to make ourselves feel better on a material level. And I'm going to tell you something. And I know some people are not going to agree with this. And I know some people are going to be like, yay, somebody finally said it. Jeez, thank goodness. There is nothing wrong with having material things. Okay? There's nothing wrong with having material things. So don't let somebody tell you that you shouldn't have a nice house and a nice car and nice clothes if you're serving God or if you're linked into the power of God, if you are a Christian, if you are a spiritualist, you should have bare minimum because that's how you get close to God. I am going to tell you that that is not true. God desires to bless your life, and he desires to give you the desires of your heart. So if that is those things, then so be it. All right, so let me get back on track. Got to get that disclaimer out because I know people are going to be like, that's not right. You shouldn't have all that if you're serving God. You shouldn't be driving around in a big old fancy car. Well, here's the thing. Who wants to follow someone who cannot represent what God can do in their life? You want to see it, right? We're human, even though we know we want to see it. We want to know that that person that's telling us all this has either experienced it or can see it or knows how to help us get it. Okay, back to the value. There's nothing wrong with material things, but I'm going to tell you from experience, from past experience, from past pain, from past hurt, from being in bad, horrible relationships with people I should have never given my time to simply because we were two hurting people, and two hurting people cannot heal each other. So that's like putting a Band-Aid over a Band-Aid. Two hurting people cannot heal each other. So I'm telling you not only from experience, but from spiritual knowledge, from studying, from working on Fran. This is what I know for sure. Nothing material can heal a spiritual need. I'm going to say that to you again. Nothing material can heal a spiritual need. If you need healing because you are broken, your spirit is broken, there is nothing, no amount of money, no amount of clothing, no amount of friends that can heal you. Only God can restore. Say that with me. Only God can restore. What does that mean, you say, Fran? What it means is this. If you have been broken by the world, or broken by a lover, or broken by whatever, before you go on to the next love, the next relationship, you have got to heal yourself. Or that new relationship is not going to work because you're going to take that old garbage to this new relationship. I was reading something recently where Melanie Fiona, who is a wonderful singer, I love Melanie Fiona, listen to her music all the time, but I just got a piece of what she was saying, and basically she was saying that after a relationship that ended for her, she had to just go within and be alone and really work on her spiritual things so that when her new relationship came, she would be prepared, that she had to regroup as a woman and come to grips with some things. The number one thing that we do as women is that we want to rush into a new relationship because I'm old. They're going to think I'm an old maid. They're going to think I'm damaged goods. I don't have no children. We have all these excuses why we want to hook up with someone who is not even worthy of the love you have to give. So when I say that somebody is not worthy, I'm not putting that person down. What I'm saying is that we settle for anything, even things that we don't want, just so we can have somebody. I've done it. We do it. But when you value yourself and you know your worth and you know that you are worthy of good love and a good relationship and that you have good things to bring to the table, you want your partner to bring good things to the table too. Now, some people are going to say, oh, yeah, Fran said that he needs to have money and he needs to be able to put food on my table. That is not at all what I said. What I said is, it's that when you have things together for yourself, you want to have a mate that is equal, that wants equal, or that you can see yourself growing with. Don't just give your love away. Don't just give it away to someone so you can have somebody. When you give love, because love is the greatest gift, right? You want to be loved in return. Think about it. Every time that you are not a vibrational match for someone that you're in love with, you're either going to be brought down or you are going to be brought up. You're going to either vibrate harder to try to pull them up, or you're just going to be like, forget it, I'm done. I'm telling you this. Work on yourself first. Work on you first. Work on the things that need healing in you first. Because if you don't, I'm going to tell you that nothing is going to work. Love, new love, real love is not going to work. You may get lovers. You may think you're in love. You may have someone who thinks they're in love with you. But it won't stay because when you're broken, you break. Do you understand? When we are broken, we break. Okay? Now, someone asked me the other day, is it possible that God could send someone to heal you? I mean, your husband, your potential husband, your potential mate, your potential wife. And absolutely, that is absolutely correct. God can send someone to heal you and to restore your faith in love. But what you need to do before you jump into the arms or the bed of that person is to make sure that that's who God sent. When I was younger, my grandmother used to tell us, try the spirit by the spirit, meaning you ask God, is this for me or not? Let me tell you something. God will give you a sign. He will tell you. Now, you may not physically hear his voice, or you may, but he will bring things to let you know that this is the right person or the wrong person. The characteristics of someone who is supposed to be in your life will be very distinct if this person is sent from God. They will be caring. They will be loving. They will have a spiritual nature of some sort, spiritual nature, okay? They will be able to see your flaw, acknowledge your flaw, and love you past the flaws. Because in all reality, we're all flawed. We're either healed and flawed, or we're just flawed and flawed. Just that simple. We are either healed and flawed, or flawed and just flawed, and we are going to just keep moving through life flawed. We get to a place where we rush through life. We rush. And we rush and we miss something. Being able to stand on your own and in your own power and be the woman that you were created to be takes work. Because here's the thing. There are so many things that bruise us, okay? But you have to continue to get back up, okay? You have to continue to love yourself enough to get back up. And remember, remember, when you love, love is an action, okay? Love is not just an emotion. Love is an action. So the same action that you would give to a lover or someone that you are in love with is the same action that you will give to yourself. So just like you take time to know this man, you take time to know this man's mama and daddy and everything else about this man, you have to take that time to love yourself the same way and cultivate a spirit of love for you just as you are right now. When I was younger, when I was about 13 or 14 years old, I suffered horribly from what is known now as bullying. Back then, it was known as just kids being mean, okay? I was 5'11 at that time, in eighth grade. I still was a diva. At least I thought I was a diva. But I was different. I spoke different. I had a different accent. I was really kind of proper. So people made fun of me. So I tried to change myself to fit in. I did not want to be different. The truth of the matter is that I just didn't love who Fran was enough at that time to stand in my power and say, I am wonderfully and beautifully made. God loves me. I am a child of God in whom he is well pleased. Every curve, corner, ripple, dimple is amazing because I am a child of God. You don't have that at 13. At 13, you think, okay, how am I going to change this to fit in? Okay, I need to lose the weight. You don't have that, right? And even though my mother, God bless her soul, made us all feel loved and beautiful and told us how beautiful we were all the time, it wasn't enough because Fran didn't feel beautiful. I did not feel beautiful. So that wasn't enough. Going through my spiritual journey and getting to a place, the place I am now, where I love every single solitary thing about me, everything. Even the imperfect perfections, I love them. I love my lisp. I love my hands, my feet, my eyes, my hair. Everything about me, I love. I love the fact that I am a woman, and I love being a woman. And I can be just who I am, and God already knows and loves me. That, my friends, took some work. It took a lot of work. But I will tell you this, that through the power of God within me, through prayer, through meditation, through self-discovery, I am wonderfully and fiercely made. And so are you. I deserve good love, and so do you. And the moment you take time to heal your heart, your mind, and your body and soul, the love that you seek will find you because it is seeking you as well. You cannot take your damaged goods into a new loving relationship. You just can't do it. Even if God is sending someone to help you on your process of healing, you're going to have to do some work yourself. Love is more than just an emotion. Love is an action. Love and action heals. Love is the greatest gift. 1 John 3:18 says, if love was just an emotion, then God couldn't command it. But love is something you do. It can produce emotion, but love is an action. The Bible says, let's not merely say we love each other. Let us show the truth by our action. Love is an action. The action of love has to start with you before it can start with anyone else. You have got to love yourself first before anyone can love you. Because if you don't love you, how in the world do you expect someone else to love you? So we're going to take a minute. I'm going to take a little break, and I'll be right back with you.
Hi, guys. It's Fran with Angels with Fran. Did you know that you could change your life just by changing your thoughts? Are you aware that there are legions of angels that are wanting to help you prosper in every area of your life? Love, abundance, relationships, business. Are you aware that you can speak new life into the life that you now have? If you've answered no to any of these questions, or you just want to find out more, visit my website at www.angelswithfran.com. And I'd be glad to talk to you about it. You are destined to have a fabulous life. Don't just settle. Have a life that you were created for. Hi, guys.
Okay,
it's Fran
back.
With Angels with Fran.
Okay, guys. I'm back. Sorry about that. It was going to repeat, so I couldn't get my last stuff out, right? Okay, so here's the thing. Here's a few things that I want you to take away from this show today. Number one, you have to love yourself first. If you don't love you, you can't expect anyone else to love you. And you have to love you right where you are right now. You have to love everything about you just as it is right now. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what people think about you. It doesn't matter about your past. Whatever and whoever you are right now, you've got to love that. Also, you need to start taking inventory about things that may need healing in your life. Let me give you an example. Every night before you go to bed, you think, who have I not forgiven today? Or who have I not forgiven? Every morning when you get up, even yourself, include yourself. In the morning when you get up, you ask, who do I need to forgive today? And please forgive me. Forgiveness is an ongoing process to healing because throughout our lives, we suffer many things. And so we have to continue on the path of forgiveness. All right, guys, that's what I'm going to leave you with today. I hope this blesses someone's spirit. Remember, catch me Saturday on Brown Sugar Radio on Blog Talk Radio at 4 p.m. I'll be answering lots of questions about my mission and who I am and on and on and on. Check out my website, www.angelswithfran.org. Send me an email. Let me know what you think about it. If you need help on your website or marketing, check out my brothers at 2amarketing.com. That's the number 2, the letter A, marketing. All right, mucho love, guys. Till next week, have a great and blessed day. Remember, love is the greatest gift, and love is an action word. Mucho love. Bye-bye.